Good afternoon and welcome to the Old Health Heart Health Podcast. My name is Joe. Thank you for joining me. Episode number 17, October 1st, 2009. Once again, for show notes and support materials for everything discussed in today's episode, please visit www.oathealth.com/blog/podcast. Today we have some recent news and some recent research to cover. First, we have a research study that looks at, actually two different studies that look at the effects of bans on smoking in places like restaurants and bars and what effects that has on heart attacks. Pretty surprising stuff. And then also some information about the Mediterranean diet and actually helping to delay the need for medication for diabetes. So let's go ahead and get started today with today's podcast. And welcome back. Today, like I said, we're going to cover some information about smoking. We have our weekly challenge out there right now. Wanted to get some more information about smoking and maybe some ways, encouraging ways to help stop smoking, some information to some friends and family members that do smoke, that to just encourage them, not to make them feel guilty, but really encouraging them once again to give it another go at stopping. But this one really is going to have some good information here. Talking about bans, and I live in Illinois here, and we do have bans for smoking in public places like bars and restaurants. So this has been something I've known about as far as happening, but I never really would have connected it to heart attacks. And so two specific studies looked over a number of different studies that were already established and made some conclusions based on those studies. So some really interesting studies that looked at heart attacks and their occurrences in places that have banned smoking in public places like bars and restaurants. And so a total number of 24 studies were looked at between these two different studies that we're looking at today, covering the U.S., Canada, and Europe. One of the studies included a population of 22 million people. So what we have here are some really highly significant population numbers, along with some little nationality diversity, so we can see across different planes here how that affected people. One of the two studies reported a 25% reduction in heart attacks on average over 1 year period of having a ban on smoking, and the reductions were increased the longer the ban was in effect, which is even more specific in the second study that reported 17% drop in heart attacks over 1 year ban of smoking, but the rate of heart attack decreased to 36% on average when the ban was in place for 3 years. So obviously just really significant numbers and drops of heart attack cases, actual heart attack cases, when bans were put on smoking for public places like restaurants and bars. So once again, some really, what I would say, just from one specific lifestyle modification, seeing very significant changes in heart attack amounts. Some of these changes were a little more significant for women. They were also a little more significant for people actually under 50. So some different dynamics working there. They didn't really know why that was the case, but definitely worked out that way. In this research study, it was comes from Health Day, released in September 22nd, 2009, really kind of covered, some of these issues. And what was really most intriguing from this one is they highlighted one of the case studies from Butte, Montana, which talked about, banning on smoking and showing a really significant drop in heart attack cases. So 45% drop in the case of heart attack subsequent to the banning of smoking in that area. And so, that's very significant, 45%. What was even more intriguing, though, about this story is there actually was a lift on the ban at some point. A judge overturned the ban. And once the ban was lifted, the heart attack rates actually returned to the previous levels. So that was just, once again, just more proof that this is actually what's happening. So what we have here are really significant numbers at play, large populations looked at, a number of different countries. This specific case study where it had a huge dip in heart attack rates, and then those rates went right back to normal when the ban was taking off, really helps us to understand that this is the issue that is at play, and it is actually giving us some significant numbers to look at. So let's take a little time looking at this issue of smoking and heart attack, and what are some of the connections between the two. One thing we do know is that smoking can increase blood clotting. Blood clots are one of the main culprits in cutting off blood flow to the heart and causing a heart attack. And so if we're familiar with atherosclerosis, you know, that hardening of the arteries, the narrowing of the arteries, generally a lot of that play of things like cholesterol, which we know about, even some calcium and even some blood clotting can contribute to narrowing. Sometimes the last step or oftentimes the last step in the process of actually shutting off the blood and causing a heart attack is when a blood clot floats around and actually gets lodged in that narrowing and really cuts your circulation down to, you know, 5% opening, just barely a trickle of blood getting to the heart. Then at that point, and the heart can't take it, goes into heart attack or cardiac arrest, as we know. So that the blood clotting, very significant. You know, we may hear this, that there's an increased risk of blood clot with you know, taking birth control pills and smoking at the same time. But we also know independently cigarette smoking can do that, as well as the fact that smoking can also reduce HDL cholesterol, you know, the good cholesterol, which we know about. HDL helps to carry cholesterol away from the cells and arteries to the liver, where it can be disposed of. So you can see the benefit of HDL there. Smoking also increases the chance of a normal heart rhythm. Smoking doubles the risk for heart attack. You know, just huge, significant risk factor for heart disease is smoking. One that, once again, is just a one lifestyle modifiable risk factor. Secondhand smokers are at risk as well. They have an increased risk of 30% as well. In wrapping all this up and kind of taking an overview look of this situation, one of the studies actually, another article looked at, okay, let's take the numbers from these two studies that kind of take a review, and let's put that into some really tangible numbers. And if there was a nationwide ban, like in some of these places, in restaurants and public places and bars, what would be the decrease in a year of heart attacks in the U.S.? And so they actually calculated a number, pretty significant, 156,400 less heart attacks per year, approximately, from based on these studies, and what would happen if we had a national ban on smoking. So just, once again, unbelievable. If you know somebody that has had a heart attack, or just how significant that is, that's a pretty overwhelming number. So once again, you know, health challenge this week, take a look and see. On the internet, you know, we have some good resources. Once again, on the last podcast 16, on the notes, we have some good links to follow, to find some good places to have some just really good information about smoking. Once again, more as an encouragement, some real tips and clues on how to quit smoking, just some good information all around. Take a look. On to our next study. This one I found actually in Medscape, talking about the Mediterranean diet may delay need for drugs and diabetes. And this is really a study where they compared Mediterranean diet against a low-fat diet. And actually, both diets did well. There were some, you know, some decreases in weight from taking the diets. So we did see some decrease in some heart and cardiovascular numbers as well. So the risk of cardiovascular disease and the risk for, you know, obesity actually decreased in both groups, but Mediterranean group was actually more significant than the low-fat diet in decreasing the risk for heart disease and decreasing the risk for obesity. But really, the more significant number here is when they talk about the delay of drugs for diabetes. And so out of the Mediterranean group, after a four-year follow-up, only 44% of newly diagnosed diabetic patients on the Mediterranean diet required drug therapy as well as diet to control their diabetes, where in the low-fat diet was 70% of those needed drug therapy. And I think one of the really significant things, and actually this article highlights this, is that the study really talks about that lifestyle change, in this case, using the Mediterranean diet, eating more whole grains, getting fats in from sources like olive oil, not really restricting fat as much, but just getting it from better sources. You know, eating lots of vegetables, less red meat, more poultry. Just some simple diet changes really made a significant change in how much these people needed diabetic medication to manage their diabetes. And so some very significant numbers coming from this as well. Just continue to confirm what we're talking about on this podcast, that you can make significant, even sometimes not even as significant, lifestyle changes and diet changes, and they can have long-term beneficial effects. And so one of the quotes here from one of the authors is, "Perhaps most important, the findings reinforce the message that benefits of lifestyle interventions should not be overlooked despite the drug-intensive style of medication fueled by the current medical literature." So we know there's lots of information about the benefits of blood sugar lowering from diabetic medication. But what we see is there's a number of studies coming out now. More and more frequently, we're seeing more research done on lifestyle, on diet, and then in this case, delaying the need for medications, which can have some side effects as well. And a diet like this, generally, eating whole grains, you know, we know decreases the risk of cancer, having other benefits instead of having side effects. So once again, another encouragement to kind of point you in the right direction and getting on some good healthy lifestyle and good diet choices. That is our podcast for today. Just remember to see any show notes or support materials for everything discussed on today's episode. Please visit www.oathealth.com/blog/podcast.